You've come here today to find some quiet, but if anxiety still feels like it's quietly humming in the background, you're not alone. I've created something called the Anxiety Circuit Breaker, a gentle guided course designed to help you interrupt anxious spirals and feel steady again. If you would like to explore it, you can visit calminganxiety.fm. But for now, there's nothing you need to do. Let's settle in together and focus on the present moment. Stop. Just stop. Put down the heavy pack. Unclench your hands. Look out at the horizon. We made it. The air up here is different. It is thinner, purer, and silent. You have left the noise of the world far below. Welcome to the summit. Welcome to the final of our mini-series. We started frozen in the ice. We flowed with the river. We expanded into the field. And we climbed the mountain. Now, we stand at the top. I'm Martin, and this is part 5, The Summit. Today isn't about doing, it's about seeing. Let's take in the view. At this altitude, you don't need to fight for your breath. You just need to receive it. This is victory breathing. It is the sigh of relief after a long journey. So find your quiet place today, where you won't be disturbed, somewhere comfortable. And since we are at the summit, sit tall, dignified. Imagine the crown of your head touching the very top of the sky. Your spine is the mountain itself, unmovable, ancient, solid. Inhale slowly, drinking in this crisp, pure air. And exhale, a long, slow release, letting go of the effort of the climb. You don't need to climb anymore. You are here. Inhale clarity. Imagine the air is a cool blue light filling your mind. Exhale confusion. Imagine it as it drifts away like a grey cloud below you. Inhale peace. Exhale the past. Imagine the crisp, crystal refreshing air kissing the skin of your face, lighting up your senses, awakening your ambitions, your strength, your courage and self-worth. Feel the sun warming your face. The wind up here is gentle. There is no one else here, just you and the sky. Let your heart rate slow down now to match the stillness of the rocks. Every out-breath, imagine yourself here and relax and unwind in the most beautiful state of natural trance, meditation for heart and soul. You have earned this rest. You have earned this breath. In your mind's eye now, stand up on the peak. The ground beneath your boots is solid rock. You are safe. Walk to the edge and look down. Far, far below, you see a tiny ribbon of blue. is the river we travelled in part two. Next to it, a patch of green the size of a postage stamp. That is the open field from part three. And way back in the shadows, the ice where we started. Look how small it all looks from up here. The problems that felt like giants when you were down there, they look like ants from up here. This is the gift of the summit. Perspective. The traffic, the emails, the worries. They are just dust in the distance. Now turn your face to the sun. Feel a sense of massive accomplishment wash over you. You didn't stay frozen. You didn't drown in the current. You kept moving. You are a traveler. You are a survivor. You are a climber. I want you to plant a flag in your mind right here. Give this peak a name. Maybe it's Mount Peace, or maybe it's the Peak of Clarity. Whenever life gets chaotic downstairs, just close your eyes and teleport yourself back to this flag. The view here is always waiting for you. And in this moment of peace and acceptance, and as you're bathed in this golden sunlight, allow these truths to settle into your soul. Visualize them in your thoughts, repeat them silently in your mind, or simply whisper them in your room. I have arrived. I see my life clearly. I am above the noise. I carry this peace back down with me. I am proud of who I am becoming. And once more, imagine where you're standing, the solidity of the rocks beneath you, the achievement of what you have accomplished. And then once more, my friend, visualize and repeat with me. I have arrived. I see my life clearly. I am above the noise. I carry this peace back down with me. I am proud of who I am becoming. And relax. The view from the top is beautiful, isn't it? But we cannot live on the summit forever. The true master is the one who can carry the peace of the mountain back down into the marketplace. So for the final time in this series, here are my three caring tips for a happier life. 1. Celebrate the macro wins. We often wait for the big moment to celebrate. But you climb this mountain one step at a time. Today, celebrate a tiny win. Did you get out of bed? Did you drink water? Did you do a kindness towards someone? High-five yourself in the mirror. You're doing it. The 10,000 foot rule. Next time you feel overwhelmed by a problem, close your eyes and imagine zooming out to 10,000 feet just like we did today and ask yourself, will this matter in 5 years? Usually, the answer is no. Distance creates clarity. And 3, the souvenir. You can't stay on the mountain, but you can bring a stone back with you. Find a physical object today, a smooth stone, a shell, or a small trinket, and put it in your pocket. Let it be your anchor. When you touch it, remember how calm you felt right now. Thank you for taking this journey with me from the ice to the summit. It's been my honor to be your guide. If you enjoyed this series, please leave a comment and let me know which part resonated with you the most. I'm Martin, and in everything, be kind.